Arachne, a myth from Greece. Many years ago in Greece, there lived a young woman called Arachne. She was a famous weaver. She was so famous that even the nymphs of the trees and rivers came to watch her work. They talked about the beauty of her weaving until even the gods and goddesses in their home on Mount Olympus heard about it. Many people said, "Arachne weaves so well. Athena, the goddess of weaving, is probably her teacher." Arachne was very angry when she heard this. "Athena? Ha! Let's invite her to come here. We will see who the better weaver is," she said. "Don't talk about the goddess Athena like that," said an old woman. "She's a jealous goddess, and you'll be sorry. No mortal is a better weaver than the goddess." "Stupid old woman," said Arachne. "I'm not frightened of the goddess Athena. I don't need an old woman to tell me how to speak. Athena must come here and we'll have a competition. I'll show everybody that my weaving is better than hers." "She is here," said a loud, angry voice, and the old woman changed into the goddess Athena. "Let's see who the better weaver is." Everybody was frightened to see the goddess standing there. At first, Arachne was very surprised, but soon her confidence returned. "Yes, goddess, let's have a competition to find the better weaver," she said. Athena and Arachne sat down at two looms and started to weave. Each one did her very best work. They worked with all the colours of the rainbow, red, blue, orange, purple, yellow and green, and even with threads of gold. Athena wove a design that showed the gods on the Acropolis in Athens. Athena was in the centre of the design, with Zeus, the king of the gods, on one side, and Neptune, the god of the sea, on the other side. There were pictures of giants becoming mountains, and of jealous goddesses changing human girls into chickens and other animals. There was a beautiful border of olive leaves, the symbol of Athena, around the whole design. "Nothing can be more beautiful," said the people watching the competition. Arachne wove pictures from stories, but in these stories the gods appeared stupid. There was a picture of Zeus as a swan in love with a human girl, and of Apollo, the god of the sun, as a shepherd. There was a border of leaves and flowers around the picture. "Look, the animals and flowers are so beautiful, they appear to be real," said the people watching the competition. Athena stood up to look at Arachne's work. She was so jealous that she took Arachne's weaving and cut it into pieces. She threw the pieces on the floor and stood on them. Athena's anger was terrible. It was impossible for Arachne to stop the goddess, but she was so sad that she went away and hanged herself. Athena was very angry when she heard this. "You won't die, Arachne. Instead, I will change you into a spider," said the angry goddess. "You will spend your life hanging by a thread and your body will be round and ugly. You will have 8 long arms, and you will spend your whole life weaving." That is why all spiders belong to the family called arachnids, and hang by a thread and weave. It is because of the story of the weaver, Arachne.